Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today in the studio, there is a lot of talent. Talent from a long way away. Today, we'll be talking about the Clatsop Community College Maori Cultural Exchange, The Spirit of Materials. I have five artists in the studio. We'll be hearing from three today, and then there will be three on Carol Newman's program. Richard Rowland, Clatsop Community College art instructor and award-winning artist in his own right, has facilitated a marvelous program. This is a cultural exchange, which is a rare gift to this community. There is an opening of a show tomorrow night. There is a free public presentation on May 8th. There are hands-on clay workshops on Friday and Saturday. We'll be talking about more of that later. But first, I would like to introduce you to our Maori artists who are here in the studio. I have Bay Riddell. Hi, Bay. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Donna.
And I also have Dorothy Waitford. Hello, Dorothy.
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Lovely to have you here. And also Todd Douglas.
Kia ora.
As well as in the studio, we have Carla Ruka. Carla is not on mic. She is going to be on Carol's program. And Rhonda Holliday, they're waving. And so you'll be able to hear them on Friday on Carol's program. And Richard Rowland, could you please explain a teeny bit about the background of how this program came to be, that we have these visiting Maori artists from New Zealand here for several days, for a 10-day period of time, working with the community, doing things at the college, offering these presentations, having this art program. How did this begin?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Donna. I work for the college, and I also am a cultural advocate for the community and for the college, and my responsibilities lead me to work with Indigenous peoples, and I work with Lillian Pitt for many, many years, maybe 20 years, and Lillian brought a couple folks down to meet me in 2010.
And to see the famous kiln, like, explain why.
Correct. They come down to look at the Onagama kiln that's out here on Tucker Creek. And Lillian brought along two great artists with her, whose name were Manos Nathan and Colleen Ehrlich. I met them on a kind of a rainy day out on Tucker Creek, and it was almost immediate that I responded to their generosity and their wisdom. They felt like family to me immediately, and I really can't explain that, but. Manos looked at what I was working on, and Manos told me that there only had to be a kernel of truth in what you were doing. And right then I knew that I was talking to someone who understood the long continuum of art. And how that became layered in time through the ancestral from the beginning of the ancestral creations and then on to modern day. And then when they left, the models gave me a pair of rubber boots. He didn't need them anymore, and he took them off and handed them to me, and I fell in love again with the Maori whenua or family. I thought then that we needed to get them back. And Lillian Pitt helped me continue the relationship. So in 2014, we were invited to New Zealand to work with these folks. And again, they took care of me. And we were there at the Kokiri Puttehee? Yeah. And again, I was a bit overwhelmed by their generosity and their organic natural abilities.
Working with clay, because you are obviously a ceramic artist of renown, actually, and so you were seeing them do their work.
Yeah. It kind of puts you in your place, I think, when you work with these folks, because they get it, in my mind, in terms of what their responsibilities are and what their cultural, how their culture depends on them to continue to lead and share their values. And
So now you've brought them here. There are six artists here, and there's a show at the college, and there are all these wonderful opportunities because of that first meeting 10 years ago.
Correct. Yeah. Basically, that's how we met.
And, Bay, if I might ask you to read, there's a little welcoming paragraph in some of the materials. And I know that when you first got here, you wanted to meet with some of the first peoples here. But if you would, that would just maybe set the tone for the show and for what you all are doing here. Could you please read the little welcoming phrase that's in the little booklet, please?
Kia ora, Donna. Ko tēnei te mihi, e ngā mana, e ngā reo, e ngā iwi katoa o tēnei whenua, tēnā koutou katoa. What that means is we acknowledge the people, we acknowledge the mana or the of this land. What we mean by mana is your being, the essence of the people here. E ngā reo, all the different cultures here. In Astoria and in this land, the different languages, the reo means language. Inga iwi katoa, that's all the various peoples of this land. So we greet you. Thank you so much for your warm welcome to us. And we certainly have had a very warm welcome that has made us feel just completely at home. And people are so generous. Yeah.
Well, and I was speaking to the Carly yesterday, and she said that this area reminds her of New Zealand. Do you feel that?
Oh, absolutely. It's very beautiful here. The landscape, the mountains. We particularly relate them to when we greet people back in New Zealand. Amongst ourselves as Māori, we always refer to our mountains. That places us, that identifies us as to where we're from. And so mountains are important. And of course, our rivers and waterways. So we always say, for example, I would say, ko Hikurangi taku maunga, or Hikurangi is my mountain. Waiapu, ko Waiapu is my awa. Waiapu te awa. My river, Waiapu is my river, and Ngāti Porou, called Ngāti Porou, is my iwi, or my people. So when I go into another tribal area, say up north to Ngāpuhi, I would say that in my opening addresses or speeches or greetings.
You're grounded in, you know, so that grounds you in where you're from, the landscape. And I'm going to ask you in just a moment to please tell us a little more about the Maori people. I know that when I did a bit of research, of course, online it said, you know, the indigenous Polynesian people of New Zealand, which now make up 15% of the national population in New Zealand, and they developed a very unique culture. Performing arts and distinctive crafts. So could you please, Bay, tell us just a little bit for our listening audience about the Maori people of New Zealand?
Well, firstly, we're trying to get it above 15%.
Okay, that's good to know.
We're working very hard on that.
Okay, above 15%. All right, that's excellent.
Yeah. Maori people... navigated, were great navigators throughout the Pacific and crisscrossed the Pacific, seafaring people, very knowledgeable and skilled navigators. During our school days, we were presented with with kind of decaffeinated histories that almost put us arriving in New Zealand in one go. But no, these migrations went on over many hundreds of years, and back and forth. And the stories that were presented to us were as though we happened on Aotearoa by accident. That was not true. Our ancestors navigated back and forth throughout the islands. We have tuakana, we call them, or other cousins throughout the Pacific, such as Hawaiians, for example. If you look at the linguistics, the language of the Hawaiian people, it's almost the same as Māori, for example. For example, where they might say ala moana, we would say ara moana. So just slight differences. So that identifies us as people throughout Polynesia.
We were talking earlier that, I mean, I'm not sure what most people would think about when you hear the name Maori people. There was the film The Whale Rider, I think, was quite famous or quite well known some years ago. I don't know if you felt that was an accurate depiction of the culture, but I think people would think about the warrior culture, the beautiful tattoos, the art. And so now you are here because you are all ceramic artists, and I would like to ask each of you a little bit about the work that you do, and actually maybe before we even do that, why is this particular show called The Spirit of Materials?
We had some dialogue before we, in talking with Richard about the title, and I think we generally agreed on this. That's the title in English. In Māori, it's Te Mauri o Ngā Toi, or the essence. We believe as Māori that there's essence of life and everything. Māori means the essence, the dynamic essence of life. Okay, and it's there, not only in organic material or things, but also in inorganic. There's the essence of the dynamic of the whole, as we know as physicists, for example, that there are atoms spinning around there. It's not inert as such, but so we knew that a long time ago.
Yes. There's a great book, In the Absence of the Sacred, by Gerrymander, and he says, technology will not save mankind, but the wisdom of the indigenous peoples will.
Yeah.
They know things. Absolutely right. And so then would you say, is it more like pantheism then? There is, in everything, there is essence, there is energy, there is God, whatever you want to call it. Uh-huh. It's all linguistics, I guess, but...
Yeah, well, I don't want to put any sorts of labels of that type on it, we describe it as Māori, or the Māori, the essence of materials.
The essence.
That's within everything, yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the Classic Community College Maori Cultural Exchange, a show of marvelous artists who are ceramic artists from New Zealand. The Spirit of Materials is the name of the program, of the show itself. And it is opening tomorrow night, Thursday, May 7th at 6 p.m. at the Clatsop Community College Art Center Gallery. And everyone is invited. This is a rare opportunity to meet these truly lovely, amazing people who have come so far to be part of this cultural exchange and to see their work and to perhaps even take a piece home. The show will be up through July, but this is a great opportunity to come and meet them tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Thursday, May 7th. Then there is also going to be a free public presentation on Friday, May 8th at 6 p.m. at the Clatsop Community College Performing Arts Center, where they will be speaking about what informs their work, about land, about what it is to be Maori and what it is to be doing this work, the work that they're doing. There are also two all-day hands-on clay workshops Friday and Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Classic Community College Ceramic Arts Studio. And Richard, I'm not sure how people would, do they sign up for that? Or how do people get involved with these workshops?
Yeah. If anyone would like to come, just come and we'll sign them up.
Okay. So just come on Friday and Saturday, Friday or Saturday, either day.
Both.
From 10 to 3. Okay, great. All right. So we've just talked a little bit about some of the Maori history. And today in the studio, I have three of the six artists who are here. I have Bay Riddell, Dorothy Waitford, and Todd Douglas. Carla Ruka is also in the studio, as well as Rhonda Halliday. They will be on Carol Newman's program on Friday with Colleen, so you can hear about them and their work. But at the moment, Dorothy Waitford, please tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your history, and your art.
Oh, kia ora. I'm from a little place in New Zealand, north of Auckland, and if I follow Bay's lead, my mountain is called Onekāinga, and my awa is Te Wairahi, and my marae, or the gathering place of my whānau or family, the name of that place is Whakapaumahara, or that house is Whakapaumahara, and it's in a little place, a little wee settlement, if you like, not far from the beach, called Whananaki. But I live in Matapaere, which is a beautiful bay.
And you, so you grew up there, and what did you grow up doing? Were you always working with art, and did you understand about your history and your legacy?
I grew up in Auckland, which is one of the major cities. I went to school there. And my dad always made sure that my brother and sister and I knew where home was. And home for us was Whananaki. And he took us home all the time. So we had our holidays there. And we kind of knew where Matapaere was as well, because that's an extension of ourselves and back to our ancestral connections to the land. So that's why I kind of talk about Matapaere as well, because even though it's not where I went home to, when I talk about home, going home to, from the city to where my family comes from in Whananaki, that's where my dad was brought up. But I chose to live in Matapaere with my children and bring them up there. So my children are more connected to Matapaere because they were raised there. But I know Whananaki because I was taken back there as a child. So I'm connected to both, and I know how I'm connected because of the efforts that my father made to make sure that I knew who I was as I was growing up. So I can talk about who I am in terms of my father and his father, my father and his mother. So my grandfather was from the coastal people, which is Ngāti Wai, or the people from the water.
So that grounds you in being. That is who you are, where you come from.
Yes, and Ngāti Hine is inland.
Yes.
So that's also the people from the bush, if you like. And one are both the same.
And your art, I believe, bridges all these different places.
My art kind of connects to who I am, who I come from, and where I come from. But it also tries to make sense of the world that I live in and the world that I was raised in, which was culturally in two places, if you like, because my father is Māori and my mother is Pākehā, or of European descent. And even in my father's background, there is an American whaler that came over, and also an Englishman.
And so did you begin doing ceramics work when you were young, or did you just, I have to have a career, or I'm raising my children, and now I'm going to do art? How did that happen that you became an artist?
All of that.
I'm sorry?
All of that.
All of it. Okay.
We talk about, and with our children, there's a word that we use to describe curiosity in good ways and bad ways, and it's called tutu. So I tend to think of myself as a young person as a tutu in a good way, you know, and curious about things. And so I can remember playing with things when I was young in terms of the clay, swimming in creeks, you know, getting underneath the bank and pulling things out and stuff like that. And I've become a teacher, and I encourage people to find that place within themselves where they can start to tap into what is natural and innate and within us, to be curious and to follow that. in terms of creating things.
Thank you. That's so beautifully said.
Ora.
Todd Douglas, please tell us a little bit about yourself and your art.
Okay. About myself, well, I live in Auckland. When I left school from 15, I spent most 25 years probably travelling the world, searching for what? In the last 10 years I've been playing with clay, and I feel that that's what I've actually been searching for, is to actually ground myself in something. My mother been on the Māori side, her heritage and her genealogy wasn't passed down to her. Her grandmother and previous grandmothers all died very young, so I'm really searching. She hasn't really told me much about her heritage, so I'm really finding it out by myself. Using clay as a medium, I'm finding it really grounds me to the earth. Clay needs to, when you use clay, fire, water, and the earth, of course, it all connects to each other. And it helps me search for my heritage, really.
That's beautiful. So in your work then, you are finding yourself. You are...
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Creating.
I spent most of my life building boats, building houses, using old tools from England, you know, and the feel of it. With old tools, you get a patina in, and I feel that people have been using these tools for a long time. And I'm trying to transfer that to the work I express. So I use old tools from Māori heritage, and I'm bringing that into my work. And I try to feel like it's like other people have been using it before me.
Hmm. So creating something new with the richness of something old.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's thank you so much. You all are, I think you are all philosophers. That's what I'm feeling. There's a lot of philosophy in wonderful ways here. And Bay, please tell us about yourself and your work.
My Māori name is Pe Whairangi, and Pe Whairangi is the Māori name for the place in the Bay of Islands where a very important treaty was signed in 1840 between Māori and Europeans. But as for my clay career, I began in 1974. At that stage, the main influences in New Zealand ceramics were from English and Japanese influences, people such as Shoji Hamada, Kawai Kinzan, Bernard Leach, Michael Kaju, and a few others. And so this was kind of like the benchmark for New Zealand pottery, mainstream pottery. I started in that discipline, and I say that I value that in the kind of approach that people, particularly like Hamada, brought to that. This was not just a visual object, but it was part of a whole way of living. It was a very holistic approach to the artist craftsman type concept, and so that's what I took away from that. But I began to put Māori, very clumsy Māori design, because at that stage my cultural integrity was in tatters, basically. Well, we'd been discouraged from claiming our cultures, I suppose, and had the government at the time had almost a policy of kind of hyperpotting or assimilation rather than enhancing culture. I began to put these very clumsy designs on. Within the pottery fraternity in Christchurch where I lived, I was given the nickname of the native. And I didn't take it as a derogatory term, and it wasn't. I don't think it was meant in that way, because all other members of the pottery fraternity had nicknames also, which were as complimentary as mine. So people would say, well, here comes the native. And so, yeah, but... So I began to reclaim my culture at that stage in terms of my artwork, and that's continued on to this day.
And now you all are ambassadors for Maori culture, and I don't know what the political landscape is like in New Zealand. I would think now, though, that are you being now recognized? You don't feel discrimination, you feel support from...
Yes, well, I guess in the early days, perhaps by mainstream New Zealand ceramicists, Maori ceramics was kind of looked a bit askance at, kind of like putting a kuru or just a Maori design on a coffee cup or something akin to that. But our work has become very mature over the time, as we've integrated it into our culture, in terms of cultural vessels, for example, just the whole Māori perspective of looking at ceramics. And this began, basically, it began to solidify with the formation of the group that we're called, which is Kaihanga Uku. And this was formed in 1987, initially. And at the first gathering of Kaihanga Uku, what we basically decided on were three strands, like a three-stranded plait. And that was, first we would approach ceramics from a Māori perspective. Secondly, we would share our knowledge with each other. And thirdly, we would seek connections and establish networks with other indigenous cultures, particularly with ceramic traditions and histories. And that three-stranded plait and that approach has worked very well over the years. To the extent we have been invited by the New Zealand Society of Potters, which is the mainstream kind of pottery in New Zealand. In 2008, we were invited to be guest artists, where they normally invite an international artist to come in and be a guest artist.
Oh, that's wonderful. There's so much more we could talk about. We only have a few moments left, unfortunately. I'm so grateful to have you all here in the studio today, and I hope that all of you who are listening to this program will take advantage of this very special and rare opportunity to meet with these artists, to come to the show. It's Thursday, tomorrow night, May 7th at 6 p.m. at Clatsop Community College Art Center Gallery. And then on Friday night at Clatsop Community College Performing Arts Center at 6 p.m., there is a free public presentation, and as you can hear already from this program, the essence of what is natural, what is organic, what is original, what is earth, where they're from, is in their art and in them and in their conversation. So all of these things that they're doing will enrich your life. And there's also the two-day hands-on clay workshops that are happening on Friday and Saturday from 10 to 3 in Richard's studio at the Classic Community College Ceramic Arts Studio. Any last thing, Richard? We have about 1 minute left.
I do have one idea. The idea of the spirit of materials really starts with the material in the person being fully integrated. And what I'm seeing by looking at the work, I got to unpack the work, is their faces. In the faces of their ancestors, in the faces of their culture. It was really startling, quite startling, really. Mm. When I opened up one of the boxes, it almost jumped out of the box.
Wow.
Just
powerful.
Incredibly powerful and incredibly beautiful. And just that I'm honored, highly honored, and humbled, really, to work with these folks.
Mm. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Dorothy, Todd, Bay, and Carl and Rhonda, thank you so very much. I brought back from Ireland a piece of bog, a piece of you know, earth. And so it sounds like that if a person is fortunate enough to get one of your pieces, they have a piece of earth, a piece of you all from, you know, this culture and this history and this area. Oh, thank you for doing what you're doing. All right. I want to thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, as usual, and also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. We get so busy, we forget to breathe, and that helps ground us in ourselves. And then think about all the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on the things that are good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.